Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. I want to welcome you to this wonderful show. We are going to be talking about curse from the student loan blues, okay? We all know that we need a cure for that. And for some of us, we think of our student loans as being a curse. So we're going to help you help yourself by finding cures for the student loan blues. This is part three of our series on helping you cure the student loan blues. If you like to speak to us live, you can do so by calling in 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can join us live in our chat room. We're taking your comments and or questions there, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Google Messenger as well. So you can definitely chat with me via Google or Facebook or even in our chat room that is connected to the show. So I want to welcome all of you all. We have a great show for you. I'm going to play our disclaimer, and right after that, we're going to jump right into our topic for today, which is cure for the student loan blues. We are counting down the days towards the end of the school year, so we want to help you all with some great tips on what you can do with those student loans. So we'll get right into the meat and potatoes of our topic right after our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and thank you for joining us as well. You're listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. And this is our third part of Cures for the Student Loan Blues. We're going to be talking about student loan help, the IBR program, volunteering your way out of student loans, which we talked about last time. We're going to review that. And I have an announcement to make about a public hearing announcement about student loan reform that will be going on May 31st, 2012 in Washington, D.C. So we want to definitely give you all that information. The U.S. Department of Education will be giving this open hearing to the public, and it will be held at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time, which would be on the East Coast because you're talking about Washington, D.C. This will be May 31st. If you want information about that and you would like to register to speak at the hearing, you can do so by emailing at negreg2012@ed.gov. And I'll give you that one more time. If you would like to register to speak at the public hearing, this is a public hearing announcement about student loan reform. You can email them at negreg2012@ed.gov. So that is information that you definitely want to do if you would like to attend this particular event. Again, that is May 31st, 2012 in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Department of Education, 1930 K Street, Northwest, the 8th floor conference center, and that is Washington, D.C., and the zip code is 2006 in Washington, D.C. So you definitely do not want to miss that. The hearing will be held at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I advise all of you all who have been affected by what's going on with your student loans to take advantage of this public hearing, because they're going to be covering some very good information, and you definitely want to be proactive and be a part of this. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into our topic for today, which is Cures for the Student Loan Blues. This is part three, and we're going to be talking about student loan help. Okay, now, believe it or not, yes, there is help, and you can sign up for it. Beginning next year, some low-income student loan borrowers may get an opportunity to shrink their monthly payments. As a part of President Obama's pay-as-you-earn program announced earlier, the cap on the monthly program payments for federal student loan borrowers in an income-based repayment program will drop from 15% to 10% of the discretionary income. The Department of Education estimates that about 1.6 million Americans who qualify for the IBR program, which is launched, it launched in 2009, but get this, only 450,000 borrowers took advantage of this savings. That means that over 1 million of the stipend borrowers are left not knowing what's going on, and they actually left money on the table. So this is an opportunity for you all to actually grab the bull by the horn and get the help that you actually need. This will actually save you a lot of money. The savings, if you qualify for the IBR program, and that means income-based repayment program is what this, the IBR acronym stands for, you have a federal loan payment that creeps up to 15% of wherever you earn above the poverty limit. Now, understand that you'll go from 15% to 10% of your total income, which is great. So say, for instance, you're making $45,000 a year and you have $60,000 in federal student loans. Under the standard repayment plan, it will be 6.8% interest over a 10-year period. Your monthly bill comes to $690. If you're currently in the IBR plan, you'll see a monthly payment drop from $690 to $358. And I'm telling you, that will is a great, great savings, and you all definitely need to take advantage of this program because it is an excellent way for you to actually keep more money in your pocket and actually pay down those student loans. So starting in 2012, they will drop from $358 to even further to $239 with a total savings of $451 a month. And more than that, a $5,400 a year, according to the calculations of the Department of Education. So remember, the initially, if you actually owed $60,000 in your federal student loan and you were making about $40,000 a year with a 6.8% interest over a 10-year term, then your monthly bill was $690. So with the IBR plan, you go from $690. So starting in 2012, it would go from $690 to $229, which is great because that means that you're saving about $5,400 a year. And to find out if you are eligible, it is so easy for you to actually find out. According to, you need to just go to the IBR website. Qualifications for reduced payment is based on the size of the debt related to your income. So all you need to do is find out if you qualify by going to their website. So if you would like to find out if you actually qualify for this, you go to the IBR website, and I'm telling you, go by step-by-step instructions to find out. You can also call this 800 number if you got your loan from Chase. You can call 800-835-4611. Again, that is 1-800-835-4611. If you went through Wells Fargo, customers that you can apply for the IBR program by dialing 800-658-3567. Again, that is area code 1-800-658-3567. Now, for those of you all who have would like to apply for the IBR program through their website, you can actually go and find your lenders online. And if it's Citibank, you can go to the Citibank website. If it's ACS, you can go to their website. Access Group, go to that website as well. If you do not know who your lender is, you can go to the National Student Loan Database System, and you can find out there. These are some great ways that you can actually find how you can get your student loans under control and save loads of money, which is what we definitely want to do, is talk about how you can cure your student loan blues. Now, as we go on, I forgot to tell you that the word for the month is being financially fit, and part of being financially fit is getting your student loans under some type of control. I would like to talk to you now and review ways that you can volunteer your ways out of your student loan debt. Believe it or not, yes, there is a way that you can volunteer your way and reduce or actually eliminate your student loans altogether. You can go to sponsorchange.org and actually get this information on how to volunteer your services and pay your student loans off. This is a great way for you to do that. You can also go to loan forgiveness. Under certain circumstances, the federal government will cancel all or part of your education loan. This practice is called loan forgiveness. To qualify, you must perform volunteer work, perform military service, or teach or practice medicine in certain types of communities, or meet other criteria specified for the forgiveness program. For more information about this, you can actually go to findaid.org. That is findaid.org, and you can actually get this great information on how you can qualify for the loan forgiveness program. Now, I'll give you a couple of tips on that, on ways that you can do this. Now, the volunteer work, these organizations actually offer the loan forgiveness, and that is AmeriCorps. Serve for 12 years and receive up to $7,400 in stipend, plus $4,725 will be used towards your student loan. If you like more information about that, you can contact them at 1-800-942-2677, and that is AmeriCorps, and they have the loan forgiveness program. If you serve 12 months with them, you'll receive a $7,400 stipend, plus they will actually put $4,725 towards your student loan debt. Their number, once again, is 1-800-942-2677. The other program that actually takes part in the loan forgiveness is Peace Corps. Volunteers may apply for deferment of their Stanford, Perkins, and Consolidated loans in partial cancellation of your Perkins loan, 15% for each year of service, up to 70% total. Volunteers make a real difference in the lives of real people. With 2 years of service in more than 70 developing countries, you can contact the Peace Corps at 1111 20th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., or you can actually call them at 1-800-424-8580. Again, that is area code 800-424-8580, and that's for the Peace Corps. If you want more information on how you can get a deferment for your Stanford, Perkins, or your consolidated loans, or partial cancellation of your Perkins loans for 15 up to 70% total for volunteering your services. And remember, volunteering for this will actually help the lives of a lot of people and also help you reduce or even completely get rid of your student loan debt. Here's another company that actually works with helping you to reduce your student loan is Volunteers in Service to America, VISTA, V-I-S-T-A, volunteers with private and nonprofit groups to help eradicate hunger, homelessness, poverty, and illiteracy. By providing 1,700 hours of service, you'll receive $4,725. Their phone number is area code 800-942-2677. Again, that is area code 800-942-2677, and you can volunteer for VISTA, and you will actually receive, for your volunteering of 1,700 hours, you'll get $4,725 towards getting your student loans under control. Now, believe it or not, the military is another way that you can actually reduce your student loan repayment by volunteering for the Army National Guard. Students are eligible for their student loan repayment program, which offers up to $10,000. Note, Military and Veterans Association provides scholarships and tuition assistance as well. So you want to go to Military Aid for more details with that. And that is the Army National Guard. You can actually contact them via their website. Another way that you can volunteer your services and actually reduce your student loan debt is actually teaching. Students who become full-time teachers in areas of elementary and secondary school that service low-income families can get a partial reduction on their Perkins Loan forgiveness under the National Defense Education Act. The program forgives 15% of your student loans for the first and second year of teaching service and 20% for your third and fourth year and 30% for the fifth year. So contact your local school district administration to see which schools actually are eligible. Now, for the Mississippi teachers who are currently in alternate route teaching license and teaching in shortage areas are eligible for teaching loan repayment program. If you'd like more information about this offer, you need to go to the State Student Aid website at www.ihl.state.ms.us, or you can call them at area code 601-432-6997. Again, that is area code 601-432-6997, and that's for Mississippi teachers. But remember, you can find all of this great information on our website at www.secureyourlife.net, and you can get a review of all of this. Another volunteer program that you can take advantage of that will actually give you reduced rates on repaying your student loan or actually the loan forgiveness program is the legal and medical studies. Many law schools forgive loans of students who serve in public interest or nonprofit positions. For more information about this is Equal Justice Work, formerly known as the National Association of Public Interest Law. You can contact them by calling area code 202-466-3686. Again, that is area code 202-466-3686, or you can contact the Bar Association, the ABA, and actually find out information about their loan repayment assistance program, or go through their directory of law schools and loan repayment assistance program as well. You can look this up by your state. The Department of Health and Human Services actually offers a loan forgiveness program through the National Health Service Corp. The Nursing Education Loan Repayment Program as well. So you want to definitely take advantage of this. The U.S. National Institute of Health Loan Repayment Program pays up to $35,000 a year for student loan debt for U.S. citizens who are conducting clinical medical research. That's $35,000 a year if you are a student and you are a U.S. citizen and you're conducting clinical medical research. And these are for the Department of Health and Human Services. So those who are going into the medical field, you definitely want to take advantage of that program. And those of you all who are in veterinary science and you would like to become a veterinarian, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program actually forgives up to $25,000 per year for 3 years for veterinarians who commit to work in veterinary shortage areas for 3 years. And the deadline for that is June 30th, so you do not want to wait. If June is coming up, it's right on our heels. So if you'd like to take advantage of that program, I suggest that you get in touch with them right away because the deadline is June 30th, so you definitely want to contact the U.S. Department of Agriculture Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program. Look them up on the web. Like I said, the application deadline is June 30th, so you want to definitely contact them. If you're in the state of California, the Office Statewide Health Planning Department also has a repayment program, and you can contact them at area code 916-326-3745. Again, that is area code 916-326-3745. 326-3745 for more information about that. There are other pathways to loan forgiveness as well. So I suggest that you actually go to the website and find out what you can do to actually volunteer your services to reduce your loan, your student loans, or actually get involved with the loan forgiveness program. And those, the federal government loan forgiveness program affects the Perkins loans as well as the Stanford loans, can be canceled for full-time service as a teacher in designated elementary and secondary services for low-income families, special education teachers, including teaching children with disabilities in a public or other nonprofit elementary schools and secondary schools, qualified professional providing early intervention services for disability, teachers of math, science, and foreign language, bilingual teachers in other fields designated as teacher shortage areas, employment of public and nonprofit children and family services agencies for high-risk children and their families in low-income communities, nursing and medical technicians, law enforcement and corrections officers, staff members, and education of components can all qualify for these programs. Head Start programs and Vista of Peace Corp and volunteer services up to 50% in areas of hospitality and dangerous and immigrants. You definitely need to take advantage. See the Department of Education. Go to their website. I encourage you to definitely do this. Don't forget that there's going to be a hearing announcement for student loan reform May 30th, 2012 in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to be a part of that and actually speak at the hearing will be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please take advantage of this. You want to arrive at the U.S. Department of Education, and their address is 1930 K Street on the 8th floor Conference Center in Washington, D.C. The zip code is 2006 in Washington, D.C. And remember, you can always go to www.sponsorchange.org for more information. You can also email NEGREG2012@ED.gov if you'd like to be a part of the hearing for the student loan reform. I encourage all of you all who can attend to do so because we do need to get a handle on the student loan issue. And if you are one of the ones that are actually suffering from the student loan blues, you definitely want your voice to be heard. I want to thank all of you all for joining us for Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. And, you know, summer is coming, so next week we're going to be talking about what to do with your kids for the summer. So until then, I would like to thank you for joining. Tell a friend. Do not forget, always be conscious and wise. Get your student loans under some type of control. Remember, we're talking about being financially fit so that you can end your financial nightmare. It is all about your kids, your money, your plans, taking financial education to the next level and creating financially smart children. Until next time, have a great week and have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.